Waging war. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to talk about another 10, 15 minutes with Owen. I'm going to hand the baton over to him. I'll be listening while I take care of business around here, but I want to be able to run with some of the stuff he sent. He sent compilations of showing how crazy NASA is and how they're full of it and got caught destroying all the evidence, what they really did at the moon, and more, how it ties into Artemis II. Also wanted to get into what is 4D chess in his definition, and more coming up with Owen Benjamin. Owen, big picture, what do you make of Trump? Because all I got was lawsuits and hell for supporting him. So I thought, well, he must be good because I'm being attacked by the system. It came out the CIA, Justice Department, ran all those fake lawsuits against me, all of it. And I knew he wasn't perfect, but overall, it was good. But now this new administration, soon as Elon Musk left, I could go on for hours, all the bad decisions. And now it's just totally insane. I mean, what did he think saying, I'll destroy you all, I'll kill you all, open the effing strait, Allah Akbar, a whole civilization will die tonight, never to be born, brought back again, which is bad enough. Then he backs off, and then it's a total screw job deal, which makes us look like fools, but that's better than continuing deeper into the war. It just looks, we already talked about it, but a total trap here. What happens, do you think, with the midterms and just, because as much as we all get mad at Trump for his betrayals, the Democrats and the left worldwide is the leading edge of the wizards, I'd say, or am I wrong?
No, I mean, yeah, I mean, what I see happening with Trump is it's almost like when the system was coming at him, it was for nonsense reasons, and I'm with you. I was kind of like, I was backing him for those specific things because I felt like they were gaslighting him. They were doing wizardry against him. They were trying to reframe his words into something he didn't say. And now that he's actually doing a bunch of monstrous stuff, it's almost like they don't have any more ammunition because they already did all that stuff. And so, yeah, I thought that that was insane. As a comedian, I mean, he's kind of like a comedian in a way, and you can't talk that way as a president. It just doesn't work.
I think you just nailed it. We were defending the truth because almost all the time he was telling the truth and trying to do something good. They were lying about him. Oh, he hates all the Mexicans. Oh, he says the KKK are fine people. Speaking of wizards, he didn't say any of that. So we would defend him because they were lying. But it was almost like, not like he was involved, but a setup, the way they did it to get us to Pavlovianly defend him because it was wrong, so he could then do the double cross.
Yeah, and I think narcissism really builds as a defense mechanism because he was getting rocked. And just being in any lawsuit, you learn how stressful that is. And it's like, when you're getting attacked that much, sometimes people do create this delusion bubble where they don't let anyone around them that they think is a threat. And so everybody starts being a yes man, and then they plunge into insanity. And then you have all these, you know, these warmongers just whispering everything he wants to hear in his ears. And he probably had a lot of trauma from that stuff. I mean,
no, I totally agree. And I know the inside baseball and I've watched, you crystallized perfectly. Trump didn't implode in. He didn't fail as an implosion. He exploded. And now he literally, because people talk, he does not give a damn. He thinks he's going to do it. He doesn't care. He told Tucker Carlson, Tucker's like, well, how do you know this is going to go well? He goes, it always does. You know, just like he thinks he's invincible. That's dangerous. But he's learning now. He's learning now. He's not.
Yeah, because you start, that's what creates delusion bubbles and narcissistic personality disorder. It's not just out of nowhere. It's because you just get so hammered. You're like, okay, I have to believe in myself no matter what. Like, the truth comes from me. Anyone who criticizes me is a threat. And then you start, that's what King Lear by Shakespeare is about. It's about not, you start not realizing who your real threats are and who your friends are because you can't have anyone around you that you think could do these things to you. And that's why, you know, he was kind of brainwashed over the last 8 years where, you know, people came at him so relentlessly that now we're seeing this, like, partial dementia come from it.
Well, it's like when you drop nuclear bombs on Godzilla, he goes crazy. And I'm not trying to defend Trump. That is what it is. He's not a bad person. Yeah. But at the end of the day, he went crazy. I mean, I would be 10 times crazier at 79 what he's been through. I mean, it's true. I mean, he's not Superman. And he has gone, I don't give an F cuckoo. And we'll see back in 60 seconds.